I don't know.
To ain't Teresa just died.
Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died.
Teresa
just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died. Teresa just died.
Now we're just going to put it in some milk. It depends on how thick or thin you want your sauce.
Hi.
It's starting to come together.
We're watching Simply Sarah. Does anybody have any requests? The whole reason I did this, Graham, is because I wanted What the fuck?
I'm going to let it thicken back
up. Sorry.
And you might have to add a little bit more milk or water. Depends on what you want in it. Okay, I got my little mini cover out.
I meant to do that. I'm not even recording.
Put some garlic. Good. Oh, I use that.
Oh, yeah,
My bite sometimes already peeled in this.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Get it back out.
Sure,
but a big old package.
I was saying I'm taking requests.
Sometimes it's easier that way.
So if you want to request a video to play something nice.
I've probably got 20 cloves in here.
Send it on over.
And I stick them in the freezer and take out a couple cloves and let it thaw out when I need it. That way.
Hello? I don't really want to watch her, though. Okay. How about we look at geese honking? That's what I'm into today. How about you? Geese honking. That looks like the geese I saw today.
Picture this scenario.
Oh, we gotta have commercials for fucking geese?
Your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family,
yeah, you need a gun.
You're forced to take matters.
Go.
Geese. Anyway, I wanted to do a Grom with Rachel Can, but she's ambivalent and stalling. So now I'm just doing this. So blame it on Rachel. Oh, I just belched. I had fish. Let's see. Pet goose, maybe?
It's that time of year when geese make the long migration south.
Oh,
for
no. I'm done with that.
The winter.
Okay,
but
let's just do coat.
Valentino.
Jock,
if he's going anywhere,
fat lady,
it's upstairs
sex.
To the kitchen.
That should be good. Duck having sex with a fat lady. Oh, that sounds nice.
Hey, guys. Girls, obviously. They are my favorite of the gender.
I think this is one of those.
So.
tricks.
Phone call already. It's probably one of you lot saying I'm boring.
This is like some video game bullshit. There's no pig with sex. They just wanted keywords. Motherfucker. Work.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Let's see. Arab fucker fat chick. Blood circulation and genitals. Ghetto sex. Sex with a hot girl. What's that? Thursday. What is his name? Thursday Weld? Huh? Who is it? What's his name? Thursday? Davidson? What's his last name? Thursday. Hello? Audience? What is Thursday's last name? Oh my God. I feel like I'm talking to a goddamn wall. Well, it's a screen, actually, so it kind of is. Now? What? Oh, that was a message from Monday. I'm a mess. Motherfucker. Rachel. I'll just call her. Who gives a shit? Yes, Trotsky.
Lay down.
Lay down.
Come on. Lay down.
So here's what I was thinking, audience. I might as well go back to, like, me, I guess. This is the me show. My hair is gross. I'm sweating and fat. Well, what I was thinking is if Trump gets elected to dictator, the first thing he's going to do is make it illegal to lie on your Grindr profiles. And what's going to happen is everybody, it's like Sharia law, sort of, but in a way, in its severity, but not Sharia, obviously. But Donald Trump is going to put you to death if you lie on your profile. Like, if you say your dick is 8 inches and it's 7 inches, you get put to death. That's what's going to happen with Trump. So if you want that, go ahead. You know what I mean? If you want to, like, die... because you relied, or you could just not ever lie in your Grindr profile and then you won't get killed. But I'm telling you, if Trump is president, if you lie in your Grindr profile or any other social media, you're going to be put to death. I mean, that man is cruel and he is heartless and he will do that. What is his name? Thursday what? Thursday Lane. Oh, Vince Lane should know. How funny. I'm glad somebody remembered. Too bad it took a person with the same lapse. Are you related to him? Let's see. Thursday Lane. Oh, boy. Thursday Lane marries a
if you're a guy with a cock, picture me marrying your farts, where you're like the beef, chicken, barbecue, spicy cream. Can I marry your farts for life? Christ. Please, please, right. Please.
Take the camera. The time is now. Ready? One, two.
What? He actually does it?
Fart. For life, thank you.
What?
These are the three rings I got. Yep.
What? How did I not know about this?
Married fart for life, thank you.
How did I know that he... How did I not know that he marries farts on... Nobody showed me this.
Farts, where you're like the beef, chicken, barbecue, spicy cream. Can I marry your farts for life? Please, please, right. Please.
Take the camera. The time is now. Ready? One, two.
Oh. I just married fart... for life, thank you. These are the three rings I got. Yep.
Oh, what a mess.
The three rings. I just married Bart for life, thank you.
Oh. All right, well, somebody get me his phone number, please. He showed it on that psychotic video the other day. Will somebody get this video? That video? Let's watch this again.
Now I'm happy. If you're a guy with a cock, picture me marrying your farts.
I didn't see the actual fart. Chicken, nobody showed it to
spicy
me.
Cream. Can I marry your farts for life, please, please?
Right. I don't watch videos unless it's on the gram. Do you understand that? I don't watch videos. I hate YouTube. I don't watch it. I only watch them on the gram.
Please.
Take the camera. The time is now. Ready? One, two.
I just married fart for life. Thank you.
All right. I need his fucking phone number. Will you useless little critics, will you get me his goddamn phone number instead of just bitchily commenting on how much you hate me? Because this has already been done. And I should have known that Thursday Weld farts on TV.
Hi. My name is Jackie Collins. And you better watch out. Because it's hot, it's steamy, and it's coming to your screen soon. Yes, it's my new blockbuster, Lucky Bitches.
Oh my God, it's Wanda Wisdom.
Sisters from Lady Bella, Joey St. Angela, and Jackie St. Angela. Lucky bitches. You see their humble beginnings.
Come on, now, come on, hold them up. Oh, what a right lovely...
I never knew that Lucky Bitch Radio stole her persona. What?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this. This is a mind-blower.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you for the phone number.
Hey, guess what, Joni? I've gone and got myself a job as a theatrical agent.
Oh.
Now, I'm in a position to put you on the road to Stockholm, pussycat.
Oh, Daddy! How do you always embarrass
me? Hello?
Hello, my name is Diego. I like to go by the name Thursday Lane. I have dreams of making the world better one of these days.
Yeah,
hope one day that you can make the world better. Everybody have a purpose. Everybody have a reason. And like I said, I like to go by the name Thursday Lane, even though my name is Diego. I love the name of Thursday. It's a beautiful day of the week, and I love the sound of Lane. Anyway, I wish everybody that can have a happy day, a blessed day. Because, like I said, I have dreams, and the dreams I put out there, I want to make a difference in the world one day. All right, have a good day.
Thursday, hi, this is Madge Weinstein, a.k.a. Jewish. I was hoping we could talk. I'm sorry I wasn't able to call you back last Saturday day, but I was busy with family obligations and that. Now, I would like to discuss this Judaism and farts together, and why I'm particularly concerned as to why there are no fish farts. I think I should be, as a Jewish, I think I should be like a salmon fart, smoked salmon with, like, dill cream, or I think I should be like kippered herring or even schmaltz herring. Yeah, I think schmaltz herring... buttercream, yeah. All right. Please answer next time. Oh, you can go on Skype. Surely you have a Skype. Go on Skype. My name is Madge Weinstein. It's one word. No periods, no spaces. MADGEWEINSTEIN. Madge Weinstein. Talk to you soon, Faraday boy. Girl. Excuse me. All right. Where were we? He was marrying a fart. I don't know. I need links. Okay, somebody's sending me links.
For life, thank you. These are the three rings I got.
Yeah. You got three rings in your hole.
See, the three rings. I just married fart for life. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, what's this? A new Simply Fant?
Now I'm happy. I got happy. Welcome to another episode of Simply Fant. Today on the show, we're making some Jamie Oliver style spaghetti.
Oh, that's Max.
It's probably going to be real fucking nasty.
Hold on, I got to start this over.
That bitch don't cook with no flavor. So, in my chopper,
hold on, Sarah. Hold on. That's next. I was just looking at that recipe. I was looking at it. Ooh, infinite. Hello.
Do
over.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're making some Jamie Oliver style spaghetti. And it's supposed to be really healthy. It's probably going to be real fucking nasty. Because that bitch don't cook with no flavor.
Sarah doesn't say fucking.
So, in my chopper, I have some grape tomatoes, some basil leaves, a half clove of garlic, and some olives. And in my pot, I have some water that's boiled.
Oh, the breathing is excellent.
To a bowl, adding some salt to taste. I'm going to go ahead and put this in my chopper and mix it up, and then I'll show you what this is going to look like in a little bit.
That's not the number. No, that's not the number he gave on the video.
Oh, hasn't even come Hold to on. Call yet.
That number I'm calling is not the right fucking video. I mean, where's the number he put on the fucking video where he said he wants Jewish to call?
God's sake.
Thursday. Fucking, I gotta do goddamn everything. Thursday,
Wayne. There's not much else left in it. I'm
Jewish. Sorry, man. Get on Simply Sarah later.
Make it maybe obvious.
Where did she go? I don't even know where she went.
And then I'll get this in a mixing bowl.
I don't see some.
Let me stick my belly out.
Where's the Jewish?
That's hard.
All right.
I don't know what's going on.
I'll show you what this is gonna look like in a little bit more. All right, our water's boiling. I'm gonna.
Lately, I've been.
Fuck off. I think Thursday's being exploited. Thursday Lane.
All right, Mr.
Where's this
Jason?
Fucking YouTube?
Now, I'm gonna get it nice incorporated.
YouTubers.
There he is.
I'm making a YouTube.
Sell some meat.
This was one day ago. No games or it's over. Freak off mean people. Scarce. Beef cream guppies. Wow, he does a lot. Jackson has my back. Where the fuck is this music? Shut up. Oh, I'm sorry, Matt. Okay, let's see. Happy birthday, Angelo. God, he does a fucking ton. Someone is out to destroy me. Jewish, please call me. Okay, somebody write down this fucking number.
If you're out there and you're Jewish, whether you're a Jewish guy or Jewish girl, please give me a call.
Right.
There's a YouTuber out there that's
that is
playing,
the fucking same number.
And I'm
God
not
damn it.
That fake account. Someone is using my fake account playing me. Call me at the number 267.
Well, I did fucking call you.
If you're Jewish, please call me.
I'm
whether
Jewish
you're a Jewish
and
guy
I'm
or Jewish girl. Someone is
You didn't know if I was
using
a woman.
My someone is using my
Right.
But someone had used a fake account in my name to say all that stuff. Jewish people, I take this serious. When it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny.
The what?
I take issue that when it comes to slavery, that's not funny. I take issue that when it comes to slavery, just like when it comes to the Holocaust, that's not when it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny. Holocaust, that's when it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny. I take issue that when it comes to I take this serious. When it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny. I take issue that when it comes to slavery, just like it's not funny. And I'm
the Holocaust, hello.
That's not funny.
My name is Diego.
When it comes to the Holocaust,
I like to go by name Thursday
funny.
Lane. I had dreams of making the world
slavery,
better one.
Just like it's not funny. And I'm and this Black History time is coming too. I'm trying to do like Jewish people, I take this serious. When it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny. I take issue that to say all that stuff. Jewish come to the Holocaust, right. That's not funny. Holocaust, that's not funny.
What? What?
To that. When it comes to slavery, just like it's not funny. When it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny. When it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny. When it comes to the Holocaust, that's not funny.
Oops.
When it comes to the Holocaust, that's
ah.
Holocaust, that's not funny. A Holocaust, that's not funny. A Holocaust, that's not funny.
A
Holocaust, that's not funny. A Holocaust, that's not funny. A Holocaust, that's not funny. That's not fun. That's not funny. A Holocaust, 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 that's not funny. A Holocaust,
that's not
funny. Sorry, I'm upset.
Do like a play on, like a little interesting theory on Black history. But if you're Jewish,
well,
call me.
We need to
I
am Jewish,
YouTuber
and you're not answering.
Off my name and off other people because they're bothering me. They could bother
bothering
people. They could bother
me.
You. But please call me at 267.
Bothering me. Bothering me.
333-5026. If you
why?
Jewish, please call me. Someone had.
Can somebody get me a better number for Holocaust Thursday? Whatever his name is.
Harass me and they put something under my name and it's not funny. Let's
can you
get
find
rid of this
on...
guy now. Whoever this son of a bitch is.
You're a little bit paranoid, honey poo. Let's see. Thursday. Lame. Oh yeah, there he is. What the fuck is that? Oh, we gotta add him as a fucking contact. Jesus Christ. I'm calling now. Audience. Pending contact request. Oh, fuck you. Why can't you just answer the phone? You're so fucking important because you sniff farts all day. Big shit. Anybody can do that. The Holocaust is not funny. That's not funny. Well, I guess it can be.
Picking up dog, you know what?
What?
Today, when it comes to slavery, just like it's not funny. A Holocaust, that's 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 not funny.
I can't turn off my ID. I don't fucking know how. Thursday. Ugh. I can't turn off. How do you turn off caller ID on Skype? I mean, I don't know how to do that. Did you tell him you got a lesbian on the phone? Jesus Christ. Fuckers. What am I supposed to do, audience? Surely one of you can be helpful. Tell me how to get in touch with this Thursday. What do I need to do? What's this about the phone number? Help! Help! This sucks ass. Fucking ass. Cunts. I don't see anything about a phone number in the setup. Hello?
Hello.
My God damn it, you tricked me.
I like to go by name Thursday Lane. I have dreams of making the world better one of these days. Hope one day that you can make the world better.
I can try it on Google Voice. I'll try that. How's that?
If you're out there and you're Jewish, whether you're a Jewish guy or Jewish girl,
stop
please
it.
Give me a...
Yes, I'm Jewish. God damn it, this is a pain in the ass. Why is he so fucking hard to get a hold of? If you're out there and you're Jewish, that's nice. All right, I'm out here, and I'm Jewish. I'm not going shopping. Okay, Google Voice. I don't even know if I haven't installed any fucking more. Try it out. Oh, I gotta sign into this fucking Google shit now. I don't know my fucking password. Jesus Christ. I'm so schwitzing. Goddamn password on this shit. Hello, honey. All I do is call Thursday. This is the Thursday Lane Stalk Show. Get it? Stalk Show. Let's see. Backup password reminder? No. Just hold on. I ain't got time for this. Try again or change the backup. Fucking shit. Fucking pain in the ass. Thank you for letting me log into my own shit. Okay, which one is this? Here we are. 3-3. There we go. Here we grow together. What the fuck? Re-enter your password. What the fuck is this shit? Okay. Okay. That's it. Call. Thursday Lane. This is from Firm Uterus now. I haven't used this in so long. Okay. Plus one. All right, so 267-333-5026. What do you mean we had an error? Jesus, we had an error, it says. Did we? Did we have an error? What the fuck? It's not letting me call out. Maybe the no abortion people got it. You know? How do you fucking do this? Jesus. Voice and Hangouts. Oh, I have to use Hangouts now? Jesus Christ. Must refresh the browser. Yeah, thanks, Google. You're so great. I gotta go to Hangouts. Google. Hangouts. Fucking shit. Why is this fucking bitch not even answering me? God, this is boring. You can hang up the Grum. It's boring. Get started by calling a friend. Phone call. Yes. Trust. Yeah, sure. I trust Google. Why not? Who's more trustworthy than the Googly? Okay. Plus one. 267-333-5026. Make a cool. I just did. Oh. Me, hello? Excuse me? I don't want to fart in his face. I don't want any farts. See, he's not answering my call. Who said he was there? But this is not a real phone line. I don't think I can text it, can I?
Please leave your message for 267-444-5026.
I think I called the wrong number. Did I call the wrong number? Okay. Let's try this again, shall we? Where's that goddamn number? I'm not going to Google. Seriously, you let... Oh, it's a 3, not a 5. Oops. Like, I'm going to Google shit when I'm trying to fucking call Thursday Lane. Please. Yeah, I've been dialing the wrong number. What? No. 3026. That's weird. Oh, somebody's calling. Well, somebody almost called me. This is bizarre. Hello? Madge? You got Madge?
Hello?
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 Who is this? Who is this?
Who's this? Someone call me.
I'm calling for Thursday Lane. I was calling you.
You calling for who?
Thursday.
You calling for who?
Thursday Lane. He called me beef cream, coconut cream pie. Yeah. Is he your roommate?
I don't know who you're talking about, baby. You got the wrong number.
No, if you go on YouTube, Thursday Lane, he, like, does things with his, you know, it's really amazing what he does. You're not him?
No, I'm no.
Well,
I don't know you either.
No, but you sound nice.
Okay, nice calling. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, well, Deborah would have ran with that. So would Cheryl have. Now, that was the wrong number, so let's try that again. But for the record, audience, so that Cheryl can call her back, let's make a note of the number, shall we? How do you do history on this goddamn thing? I can't believe she called me. She must be really... I can't believe she didn't take my flirt bait. Okay, I don't know how to do history on this fucking Google fucking Hangouts. And I'm not going to fucking Google it either. Oops. Fucking scheisse. Oh, my God. Fucking scheisse. It's fucking schwitzing. Nothing's working. I can't get Thursday Lane. Oh, I was going to call the right number, though. Let's try that. I got sidetracked. Plus one. 267-333-5026. No, it's 3026. God damn it. What the fuck is wrong with me? Plus one. Plus one. Oh, no, not her again. Shite. No. Oh, my God, what am I doing? 267-333-5026. So many technical difficulties. God damn it, I typed it again? What the fuck is wrong with me? I swear I'm having like a dyslexic George Bush freakout. 267-333-3026? Is that right? Let me check it. 3026. Why is it written two different ways on this fucking screen? Huh? I'm really confused now. Thanks. You're going to have me call these strange ladies who can't afford their track phones and have to use Google Voice. Come on. I don't understand.
Hello?
Is this Thursday?
Hello?
Thursday? Thursday. Hello? What the fuck was that? Why did they fucking hang up? We know it works. God fucking damn it. Whose number is... You people are fucking with me hard. That is not Thursday's number. I think it is a 5. Because when I typed the 5, it fucking answered. Remember? Fucking shite. Oh, now it's 5026. You're all fuck. I'm getting messages from Matt Peter saying it's 3026. I'm getting messages from Big Penis that it's 5026. I think it's 5. Jesus Christ on a wheel. I'm going to cry from this shit. So obese, too. Obese and fat. Both cream. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, he hates me.
Hello, my name is Diego. I like to go by name Thursday Lane. I have dreams of making the world better one these days. Hope one day that you can make the world better. Everybody have a purpose, everybody have a reason. And like I said, I like to go by name Thursday Lane, even though my name is Diego. I love the name of Thursday. It's a beautiful day of the week, and I love the sound of Lane. Anyway, I wish everybody that can have a happy day, a blessed day, because like I said, I have dreams, and the dreams I put out there, I want to make a difference in the world one day.
That's not funny.
All right, have a good day.
When it comes to slavery, just like it's not funny, and I'm...
Hello? This is Jewish. You asked me to call you frantically on a video, and then I call you, and you're not answering. So I don't know what's up with that. It's Jewish here. Bye, honey. Now I'm depressed because Jewish didn't answer. I mean, I'm Jewish. It was 5026. Bitches be hating. Bitches be gotting to hate on me. More videos, I guess. Got a video for me? This is so boring, I'm going to end soon. Ugh. What a disaster. I'm so dyslexic. Calling the wrong number, then the right number, and none of it's fucking working anyway. 3026, 5026. Who is Huge Clit? You're a liar. 3026, 5026. How did I even get the right number? Oh, because he said it. 5026, yeah. Whatever. Deborah, are you there? No, I can't do that. Let's see. What I'm like. This. No, not that. What's this? What's this? It was a lovely day until the heat fell victim. Sex on our mind while I was in our system. Girls looking beautiful, fellas the same. A fix said hi and we all yell. So we continue on our mission to get some. But the girl we just met does not work for more. She just said, no. I don't know. Three cool, 12 brothers who have the nerve. I don't know. Along with the action. And she said it's cool making love with this passion. Trains, planes, and automobiles. It's all in the same. Listen, I gotta go. Trains, planes, and automobiles. It's all in the same. It's how the wheels turn. Listen, I gotta go. Don't tell me what's the problem. Don't you think that you can solve them? Of course I can. I know you can. I know you can. We know you can. I'm not the best. I make a dance to prove that I'm the man. Yeah. At first she said I'm nuts with my Amtrak. Deadly, I convinced her to lay up on her back. All aboard. The brothers coming in. I heard the chicken jigger. So let the fun begin. She's not the rocket. Try to drop the nose. Trains, planes, and automobiles. And yo, it's all in the same as how the wheels. That
And I'm mentally ill, and I've never been in the hospital for mental illness. Well, my husband's getting mad. He wants to get him with a knife. Even the damn cops after they assaulted me. Barely. 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 Barely.
I don't see a problem.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
I know.
Not funny.
That's right. It's okay. Well, seeing is believing, and once you want to see today, nothing could stop you from believing it.
Okay.
Where is this coming from?
Alrighty, and how would you like this delivery to be done? Publicly or privately?
Privately.
Oh, it's Finder.
I don't know. Well, my husband's getting mad. He wants to get him with a knife.
Mm. Oh, well.
Big, large.
Yeah. Big large. Nasty large.
Welcome to Hip Hop Culture, where DJing, MCing, graffiti art, breaking, and the philosophies are expressed every day within the inner cities of America and the world. You are not doing hip hop, you are hip hop. Love yourself and your expression, you can't go wrong.
Oh, really?
Anybody in here, right now, with tape decks, turn them on.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
Put him on record.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
I'll give you a second.
Hi, honey. Hi, honey. Hi, honey.
I want to add authenticity to your tape. So when it's sold out in the stream, you all can know this was a real party. Yeah. These are poems circulating throughout the nation. Everybody's bad and everybody's tough. But how many people are intelligent enough to open up their eyes and see through the lies, discipline themselves yourself.
What is that number? Listen, audience. I think I'm going to have to stop looking at the chat. It's depressing me.
And I got another PSI for you, Rickham.
I just want to say, look, I know I'm a hard pill to swallow. But hey, if you can't swallow it, just choke on it, okay? In the end, I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and that's fine. 'Cause tea is for pussies. I'm kidding. And I just want to say, just love yourself and fuck everything else. Let's see. I hope that learned you something. Hey.
Why isn't she fucking moving?
This is her, Loretta Jenkins, and I got another stoke on it, okay? Hey.
Now she's not fucking talking? What the fuck?
You're safe for you, reckon.
There we go.
Hey.
So many technical problems.
Hey, this here Loretta Jenkins, sure, and I got another PSA for you, I reckon. I just want to say, look, I know I'm a hard pill to swallow. But, hey, if you can't swallow...
I'm mumbling. That's why you can't hear me. And where are my potions?
Just choke on it, okay?
Where are my fucking potions? They fucking fucked at 4 in the morning last night and above my fucking head.
Everybody's cup of tea.
Try having a fucking 500-pound white trash baldy locks with his fucking Euro trash girlfriend fucking above you. Try that. Oh, by the way, I made a recording of them talking about a crocodile. I died. He survived. I'm going to transfer this while we play Cheryl some more. Fucking Christ.
Hey, this here Loretta Jenkins, and I got another PSA for you.
Correct her own name.
I just want to say, look, I know I'm a hard pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, if you can't swallow it, just choke on it, okay?
Oh, never done
that.
There is no recompense. You are this one, luckily.
That's fine. 'Cause, tea is for pussies.
What the fuck is she talking about? Dumb bitch.
And I just want to say, just love yourself and fuck everything else. Let's see. I hope that learned you something.
You do the airdrop thing. I'm trying to send the goddamn thing through AirDrop, and it's not fucking working. Oh, there. There we go. Sending. You're going to hear my annoying neighbors who Troy hasn't put a spell on yet. Okay. Yeah. Neighbor. Yeah, this is it. I hate them. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear them. It's just like...
Yeah.
You can hear our trash and shit.
I want to hear...
Troy, does this help with the curse if you, like, hear them?
Park and, next to here.
Yeah.
Baba. We were walking. We started to see...
Can you hear Baba? She's like a fucking fresh off the boat mail order bride. Or this big fat idiot that makes a lot of noise in the middle of the fucking night. I have to listen to this fucking shit at 4 in the morning.
People
in this
calling
out this girl. Oh, but I'm dumb.
Yeah.
But.
And I saw a sign. I saw a sign there.
But.
Like,
a bye? God damn it.
Because not only that.
Did I fuck up again?
The lake has not topograph.
Did I fuck up again?
The lake has not topograph.
Damn it, my tech is fucked.
No, but.
Because I was on the wrong goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, what it is, like, they can get all these canal systems, they all go lead out together.
Yeah, let me play the ass. Can you hear me now? What the fuck I'm doing?
Yeah.
Can you hear the fucking Russian name?
Yesterday I went to the park and
it's a bad recording.
We were walking.
We were walking.
We start to see black people and walk around.
Can you hear how trashy they sound?
Yeah, and maybe. I saw a sign there, like Topolgon alive, and I said, seriously, because Matt told me that they don't think the plane has Topolgon.
See, that's the thing, they talk all night about fucking nothing that makes sense. It's just, they're retarded people.
And the lake has not...
She says, and the lake has not crocodile.
Crocodile. Oh, no, there's not.
No, but in the other lake...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, what it is, they can get all these canal systems, they all go lead out together. So, I mean, they can get into here.
They can get in here. Port,
right? But it's few and far between. I mean, out west, further out west, yeah, you'll see them.
Welcome to Florida.
No. Do you know where is the little park?
Right over here.
On top of being an idiot and being Eastern European with a horrible accent, she stutters. Hate her.
Yeah. There is a sign. The sign has an advice warning with the crocodile. So I said, really?
It's not the walls ting-ting. The walls are not thin. The problem is, this is when I leave the porch door open. Because they're on their porch, and my porch opens into me bedroom and me, I don't really hear it if I close the windows, but I like to sleep with the windows open because it's nice. Where's the annoying people? Shit. Hold on, now I gotta find it again. Please, sir. Walk around the lake, and saw the black people. I hate how my neighbor, so I'll talk like this all night. Yeah, so it's only when I leave the door open, but I still hate them, and they need to move. I mean, they fuck. I have to listen to their fucking lard-ass fucking at fucking 4 in the morning.
And I saw a sign, and I said, I saw a sign there, like Topolgon alive, and I said, seriously, because Matt told me that they don't think the...
It's funny, too, I hardly hear the guy's voice, but the girl's voice is so irritating.
Is the lake?
No, but in the other lake, what it is, they can get all these canal systems, they all go lead out together, so they can't get in. Thanks, Thursday. Out west, further out west, you'll see them.
All right, enough with Thursday and pals. All right, so let's see what we have to watch. I guess there's always pornography. Yeah, let's fap. Let's fap to porn. I should have some really nice things. Some nice fappable porn. Let's have a fat party. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. I know. Oh, John Kobach's still there. He'll want a fap. Yeah, I know John Kobach wants to fap. Don't you want a fap, John Kobach? You want a fap to the porn with us, girls? All right, let's see what I can find here. Masters. Tranny Hooker. I've seen that. These are all from Insane Films Leftovers. Sassy Cersei. No. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Movies. Yeah. We could watch Edward Scissorhand, Limitless. That's horrible. Spy. Oh, this is dumb. Strangers with Candy. Let's watch one of those. Why not? I'm going to randomly pick one, okay? Seriously. But it's hard to be random, but still. Oh, it didn't land on one of them. It landed on something else. The Feather in the Storm, we'll watch.
You know what I like to do to you?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Not another rush.
First, I shave off all the hair on my body, even downtown. Then I take an ice cube and rub it up and down my ebony frame until my nipples stood erect like the stiff peaks on a baked meringue.
What about me, Onyx?
Oh, baby, you'd be there. You'd have an all-access pass to my love buffet. Oh, now you done it. You got me thinking about chocolate. And you know what chocolate makes me think about?
What?
Fondue. And that means caramel.
Onyx, are you trying to get me fat?
Oh, just consider it a deposit in the old booty bank. I never had caramel on a potato before. It's so good.
This is a good one.
Keep it simmering.
Principal Blackman, Mr. Noblet wanted me to tell you that the assembly is starting.
It's noon already. Connie, don't let the caramel cool. I'll be back in a shortly.
Hi.
God, it smells like a seafood paella in here. Do you mind? Hi. I'm Jerry Blank, and I'm a 46-year-old high school freshman. For 32 years, I was a teenage runaway. 32 years. Now, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
I've never had caramel on a potato before. It's pretty good. You should try it.
Yeah, I don't have any comments yet. Deal with it.
Coach says if I lose 30 pounds, I can wrestle fifth graders.
That's great, Derek. I bet you'll be able to fit into my jeans.
Bet I could.
I bet I could fit into your...
Jerry! Would you not interrupt Derek when he's trying to sweat?
Come in.
Good morning, meat man.
Fudge, I forgot to cancel the brisket. Only because we're all on diets. Well, most of us are.
I don't see why. You are the leanest little cutlet I ever did see.
Well, thank you, Stew.
By golly, it's toasty. Could I trouble you for a glass of water?
Well, I can do better than that. How about a waffle?
That'd be great. Mind if I join you there, Slim? Well, say, that is one plump fryer.
Oh, yeah, she's my stepsister.
Mrs. Derek, my step fat.
Seriously, that is a good-looking chicken. What is she?
Her name's Suki. She's a Japanese silky, hand-trained. She'll eat grapes out of anywhere I put them. Anywhere.
Jerry, I don't think that Stu is interested in your poultry. You know, maybe you can answer this question.
Delighted.
What is the difference between a shank and a loin?
I'd like to think I'm the man who can clear it up.
In case anyone cares, I have to leave early for school today because I have to practice for the debate team tryouts.
Earlier, you said you were going to clean up my room?
Well, I have to practice debating.
Is this how you practice debating, Jerry, by arguing with me?
Sorry, it's two. Go on with your story. It was gripping.
Well, the Shank versus Loin controversy dates back to, I believe...
Your problem couldn't be any clearer. No one pays attention to you. You stand alone holding your chicken.
Audience, I'm sorry to be boring, but look at it this way. It's better than no grum at all. Or not.
Loin, which they thought were safe.
I'm microwaving some chocolate and yuca.
Mr. Noblet, can I talk to you? Can I have a shrimp tempura?
No, Jerry, what is it?
Jerry,
make this quick. I'm frying things, okay?
I wanted to sign up for the debate tryouts.
You think that's such a good idea, Jerry?
I don't know. I think it's a good way to get attention. And can I have a jalapeno pepper?
No. Look, you don't exactly have what I'd call a debater's body. Slim arguments come from slim hips.
How about a crab patty?
Jerry, are you even listening to me?
Crabby patty.
Look, debating is more than just mental agility. 95% of debating is physical appearance. It's not what you say, but how you look saying it. Now, you're welcome to try out for the team, but I gotta tell you, at this weight, your arguments are gonna come off a little puffy.
I don't have a problem with my weight.
No, Jerry, I have a problem with your weight. You understand?
I understand. How about some clam strips?
Put it down. Put down the clam strips, Jerry, now, and back away from the fry papa.
Well, you eat a lot.
Jerry, I have the metabolism of a hummingbird. For instance, last night I ate half of a strawberry cheesecake at 3 a.m., and I'll never gain an ounce. Understand? Great. My onion rings are burned.
Sorry.
Sorry is not going to make that golden brown, okay? I'll never get this one back. You can't unfry things, Jerry. You can't be something you're not. Shrimp are still good.
Yes. So what are you wearing to the debate tryouts?
Something tight.
Me too.
Should we eat today?
Did we eat yesterday?
No.
Then we probably shouldn't.
Girls, guess I'll see you at the debate tryouts on Friday.
Yeah, that's what we heard.
Hey, Jerry, I bet you could sell your arguments by the pound.
Wait, she got famous, right? What did she turn into? That girl that just said that.
You're large and quite obese.
Whose number is that?
Oink, oink, oink.
What's up, Dave? Oh, Soaky, my little Soaks. Oh, where do the skinny girls get all the attention, huh? I know, how ironic. But the less there is to see, the more they all want to see it. I sure wish I lived in your world where plumpness is a virtue. In my world, people can be so cruel. Oh, hey, Fatty. Thought I heard you coming. The Richter scale was redlining.
Where you been, Jerry? I had to start lunch without you.
Maybe I'll skip lunch today, Toby.
Skip lunch? That's crazy talk, Jerry. You're having empanadas.
Oh, I always have been a sucker for the spick food. I'll skip lunch after lunch. Hey, last one of the cafeteria is a big, fat slob. On your mark, get set, go.
Eating my yuca.
I win. You're a big fat slob.
I'm a big fat slob. I'm a big fat slob. I'm a big fat slob. I'm a big fat slob.
Scarborough is serving empanadas. Why'd you skip the meringue, Tammy? You love the yellow and green flavor.
My mom's afraid of me getting pregnant, so she wants me to lose 15 pounds so I'll stop making eggs.
But you're so skinny.
Tell that to my ovaries.
I'd love to.
Hey, Tammy. I saw you in your hurdling tights the other day. Your hip bones were sticking out like a couple of elbows. Nicely done. You ought to think about coming out for the debate team.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so good at arguing.
Yes, you are.
You're right.
I'm going out for debate, Tam.
What are you going to argue, Jerry? What you're going to eat next?
She got famous. Who is she?
No retort. Interesting.
Where is she from?
Even though she's so very hungry, she eats just like a bird. By a bird, I mean one of the small ones. Not like a pelican who eats a lot.
I believe that's the number one song.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
It's Meredith
Grey.
Yeah,
well,
you're
a pussy.
Thanks for inviting me to dinner.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Tell us another meat story,
Steve. Well, you know
what?
We're going to talk about it again.
Okay, here's a good one. I was working at the butcher shop the other day, and this guy comes in, and I say, hey, you thinking about buying some steaks? And he says, no, I'm going to buy some steaks. I'm thinking about poontang.
Oh. Oh, that's deliciously naughty. Hey, today at school.
Jerry, I don't think the dinner table is a place for your body stories. Ooh, enjoy your meat.
I'm trying to lose a few pounds.
You are a constant source of joy and amusement.
Here's a good one. Jerry's trying to lose some weight. No, but seriously, if you lose a little gristle off the haunches, you're going to turn into quite a cute little lamb chop.
Yeah?
So lighten up on the rolls and butter and go heavy on the brisket.
I'm not hungry.
Why don't you try the brisket?
I don't want any brisket.
Stu, don't waste your time. You're beating a fat horse.
Eat the brisket.
I don't want any brisket.
God damn it! I'll handle this guy. I bust my hump all day long so you can have food on this table and you're gonna eat it!
You're not my father!
You're not my daughter! Pick up your meat and go to your room!
Oh, I hate you!
I hate you too!
Come on, Sookie!
Was I on a line?
No. Good biscuit blocking.
Okay, everybody, we're gonna take a look at your self-portraits. Remember, you were to work in any medium as long as it was clay.
Did she say she was biscuit blocking?
Yes, your ankles are delicate. Good work. Sam, nice, very good. Diego, you captured your ribcage beautifully. It looks like a xylophone. Good work. Buster, I like what you're doing. Keaton, very thin, good. Jerry. Is this how you imagine yourself?
No. I ran out of clay.
Jerry, why don't you step out with me for a moment? Okay, everybody. Jerry and I are going to run out of class while we're gone. Why don't you sculpt a self-portrait of me? Okay. Excellent. Looks like a corpse. Love it.
Oh, hi, Mr. Jellyneck.
Ladies. Jerry. Do you care how others perceive you?
No. I just want people to think I'm attractive.
Jerry, how many times did you make yourself throw up today?
I didn't throw up.
Don't lie to me, Jerry. Fool me. Con me. Create illusions that place me in a magical world I don't understand, but don't lie to me.
Well, why would someone make themselves throw up?
So you can eat anything you want, anytime you want. It never shows.
Really?
You could eat half a strawberry cheesecake at 3 o'clock in the morning and never gain an ounce.
Is it pudding too?
Yes.
Cookies?
Absolutely.
People do that?
Yes, I do, Jerry. But don't you ever, okay? All right, let's get back to our clay.
Okay, well, I gotta pee.
All right, hurry up now, okay?
It's Carson.
Listen, you're very thin, Lizzie. You're going to make an excellent debater. You've got the hips of a Cub Scout.
Thank you, Mr. Noblet.
Okay, Jerry.
Lizzie.
Jerry.
You look different.
Thanks.
You do look different, Jerry. Have you lost any weight recently?
Very recently. Water weight mostly, but thanks for the attention.
Okay. Jerry, it's almost feeding time. Shouldn't you be stampeding toward the feeding trough?
Whoa.
I got a better idea, Lizzie. When the lunch bell rings, why don't you eat me?
Bang. Bang! That was a very slender retort, Jerry.
Like that.
I am really looking forward to the bait tryouts on Friday. Fireworks.
That's debatable. Ipso facto. Rebuttal.
I wish I could have shown you this story.
Hello.
The show never
hey,
started
Jerry.
Until you
explain. What do you want, Leslie? I just wanted to let you know that you don't have a chance tomorrow. Oh, really?
My arguments have never been more emaciated, so be prepared to lose.
Yeah, well, I'm real scared. I'm real scared.
Bear with me, Chuck, please.
Mr. Jelinek.
Hello, Mrs. Blake. Chuck Noblet and I were out for a little jog before we go home to our wives, and I thought it was important that I stop by. I believe your child has a serious problem.
What? No, Derek's fine.
I was speaking about Jerry.
Oh, that's
some problem.
Look, I stumbled upon these pills in your daughter's locker.
Oh, my God.
Appetite suppressants, diuretics, suppositories.
Those aren't mine.
I know, they're mine. My God, I've been looking for these for days.
Joffrey, I'm cooling down.
I'll be down in a minute, Chuck, please. Your daughter has a disease we call anorexia.
Is that contagious?
Yes. It often sweeps through third world countries that are stricken by drought.
If you think this is my fault, just say so.
Simmer down, Stu.
I'm just so angry.
Obviously you have a beef, Stu, but please don't stir things up. If we don't help Jerry now, she could become a vegetable.
Baloney.
Let him talk.
Him who?
Him me. Please, Mrs. Blank, I suggest family counseling.
I think it's best that you leave.
I've got to run. But as soon as you're ready to talk about your family problems to an art teacher, you can call me.
Joffrey, I'm cramping.
These suppositories are going right back where they belong, young lady. And you are going to bed without any supper. Go. Dessert, Stu?
Okay, welcome everybody to this year's debate tryouts. In no particular order, I'd like to start alphabetically. Lizzie Abrams, you'll debate Jerry Blank. Your topic is incest is wrong. Okay, Lizzie, you'll be statement. Jerry, you'll be rebuttal. Good luck, and debate!
Good luck, Lotus.
Back to you, Shamu.
From the dawn of time, and in every society, all mankind bows before the simple truth that sex with another family member is a short path to chaos and genetic mutation. Thank you.
Good. Jerry, rip that argument a new ass.
Okay. Granted. Sometimes, occasionally, things can get out of hand. All right? So, thank you.
Jerry. Hello? Cheery. Jerry, you passed out. I just called your family and your meat man. They should be here any minute.
We came as soon as we felt like it.
Hi, please, thank you. Come in. Everybody come in and just sit down. Please, have a seat.
This family needs to open up and start communicating.
All right. Who starts?
Why don't you?
What do you want me to say?
Tell Jerry that you love her.
Maybe someone else should start.
I'll go.
Okay, Derek.
Jerry's problems are tearing his family apart.
Good. But see if you can restate that in a more positive way.
Our family is being torn apart by Jerry's problems.
Excellent. You know, we haven't heard from Dad in a while, Dad.
Hey, hang on a second, guy. Before you speak, I got a question. Why are we here?
So you can learn to communicate better as a family and a meat man.
Are you suggesting this is my fault?
No, Stu, don't even think it.
What am I supposed to think?
Everybody freeze! Look where Jerry is right now. No, don't look. Pretend to read a magazine and then sneak a peek. Jerry? Can you tell that we're looking at you?
No, it looks like you're reading.
It worked.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have great news.
I made the debate team.
No, I'm sorry. I should rephrase that. I have great news for me. You didn't make the debate team.
Nicely done.
Never get anything that I want.
Tell us, Jerry, what is it you want?
Well, my whole life, all I ever wanted was some attention. I mean, that's the whole reason I wanted to make the stupid debate team.
Go on, Jerry. We're all listening.
Well, wait a minute. Well, you all are listening.
Yes.
Well, I don't have to make the debate team. All I have to do is starve myself to the brink of death to get your attention.
Fantastic. What a success for me.
I sure wish Suki was here.
You know something, Jerry? She is.
Suki? You baked her.
No, Jerry. She voluntarily baked herself so that you could live.
Aww. Oh, Suki. Suki. So loyal and loving. So moist and tender.
Succulent.
Jerry, I ripped the wishbone out of your beloved Suki. What are you gonna wish for?
A Camaro. A Camaro.
Her problems melt like ice cream castles, leaving puddles of tasty sweet. Her family loves a Suki taste delicious. She feels all better now, she can eat. Oh.
Okay, so we're done. See ya. Y'all. Yeah.